Of the nine areas that have been looked at so far, a couple have been more or less ruled out for consideration by the State Local Boundary Commission. That's the group that will eventually deliberate whatever petition the city submits. The focus on the council has largely been to bring in more commercially developed areas as a means of increasing tax revenue at minimal extra cost. Areas where businesses are already getting services would make sense, like potentially Cay Beach Road. But another important consideration is whether or not an area feels like it belongs in the city. The council's newest member, Justin Ruffridge, lobbied for a residential area near the river between Big Eddy Road and the current city limit. He pointed out that that neighborhood already feels like part of the city for all intents and purposes, but intents and purposes have little to do with building codes and new costs.
You could ride your bike down this street for 5 minutes and you're at the library, you're at the park, you're at the grocery store, you're at, our police service this area. You're 1 second from Sohi, for Pete's sake. Of all the areas that we're looking at to annex, this is Soldotna.
Most of the council would prefer that if residents just outside the city would like to become a part of the city, they would organize themselves to do so. But debate on this issue over the last few years suggests that's not likely. At the same time, though, no one wants to come back in a decade and try to do this again. John Zarneski, the city's director of economic development and planning, says the Boundary Commission uses that same rationale.
When you do this, make sure you are comprehensive in your approach so that you are identifying the areas that you think should be part of the city from the start and not having to go back and do this again. And we wholeheartedly agree. It's not something that we want to do again, and it's not something the public wants to do again. You know, it's already, you know, been going on for a couple of years, and they may not specifically want to be in the city, but there are a lot of resources that the city offers that attracts people to the general region in the first place, and that's why we've seen so much growth in this area.
Some areas will get a bit more fine-tuning, like that neighborhood just barely outside of town, and some areas were ruled out altogether, like a small chunk along the highway towards Sterling. But there was a consensus on several other areas.
You know, especially south of Soldotna, so the Funny River area, they agreed on. They agreed that it should be potentially considered for inclusion in a petition. Same thing with the Salteshi area, which was study area 2. Same thing with study area 3, although they also agreed, while including that study area, which runs along Cay Beach, to exclude a large piece of land at the western end of it.
A resolution directing city staff to submit a petition to the state has been on hold for a few weeks and will continue to be on hold at least until June 13th, though the council indicated it could get pushed back again in order for all council members to have a chance to weigh in during a regular meeting. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.